Now, the rest of the story. You're acquainted with early American history, but this is going to seem unimaginable. I promise it's true that in the English colonies, the Society of Friends, the Quakers, were generally held in low regard. The Quakers? In low regard? Well, now, for one thing, the Quakers were firmly opposed to a certain, how shall I say this, a certain pastime. And it was a pastime which delighted the other colonists. In fact, the Quakers sought to abolish the activity. And yet, being in the minority, the Quakers failed. Except once in one colony, whose General Assembly they dominated, Pennsylvania. It was in the first General Assembly of 1682 that the Society of Friends passed the code which came to be known as the Great Law. And the legislation stated that if any person be convicted of that hateful habit, he must, for every such offense, pay 5 shillings or suffer 5 days imprisonment at hard labor in the House of Correction. And over the years that followed, the Quakers and the non-Quakers battled over the issue. In 1693, the English sovereigns William and Mary established the so-called Great Law and then abolished it, and then saw their decree overturned by the new Quaker legislation the same year. And then the overturning was overturned, and so on and on and on, until something else came along to distract the factions from the ongoing debate. And that something else was a revolution. And that brings us to the rest of the story. Now it's 1776. George Washington has been defeated at New York. The city and all of its wealth have been lost. Even harder times lay ahead. A disintegrating society. An interminable, terrible winter at Valley Forge. Now more than ever, our forefathers decided, We needed that controversial, that diversion that the Quakers had fought for almost 100 years. The key compromise in its permission must be regulation. For example, in March of 1777, the Rhode Island legislature enacted a law which made deceitful behavior connected with this pastime punishable by death without benefit of clergy and posthumous confiscation of all real estate and personal property. It was considered that serious. At least 3 other colonial legislatures enacted similar statutes. But even when the revolution ended, the controversial activity continued, and on a larger and a larger scale, because its effectiveness had been completely proved. You see, the American Revolution had cost the colonists in contemporary terms about $500 million, and that money had to come from somewhere. Now I'm going to tell you where it came from. November 1, 1776, the Colonial Board of Treasury, having determined that there was no other way to accomplish the task at hand, approved and devised a format for that which Society of Friends, the Quakers, had considered so unfriendly. Now, in case you've ever wondered about our American history and the history of the lottery, now you'll know that both began at the same time. Our nation in its beginning was financed by a lottery. And now you know the rest of the story.